Have you heard about the herd? Die for the ball. And good optics, bad optics. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. High school sports have always been a point of pride in communities across the state, and it need not just be between the lines. Case in point, Buchanan High School, which emerged as the champion in the 7th annual Battle of the Fans, an MHSEA Student Advisory Council program designed to identify the top student cheering section in the state. Buchanan's herd won out over Boyne City and Petoskey for this year's top honor, and senior Jessica Lee talked about the community support they received.
I think we're a really big part of the community. We definitely, this all couldn't have been possible without the community. All the support from the teachers, staff, businesses that they put good luck to the herd, and just the whole town has supported us. So I think they're a really big part of the herd. So I think we both represent each other in a way.
Buchanan won a previous Battle of the Fans title in 2013. The herd, the Rambler Rowdies from Boyne City, and the Blue Crew from Petoskey will all be honored at the boys' basketball semifinals in a few weeks. You can read more about the Battle of the Fans on the second half page of the MHSA website. Our Sparrow Health Game balls this week go out to Monday's MHSAA skiing champions, the Marquette girls, which won their third straight, and the boys team, which won its sixth consecutive Division I title at Boyne Mountain. In Division II, Houghton Hancock took the top spot for the girls, and Petoskey made it a record-tying eight straight in the boys' finals. You can't supplement a poor diet. Contrary to marketing campaigns, why risk your health? Fuel your body with nutritious foods and work hard. That's the ticket to proven success. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
In just about every single basketball game that's played during the season, a player will hustle and dive for a loose ball that's on the floor. As that player dives and tries to gain possession of the ball on the floor, yells from every corner of the gym come screaming for a call of traveling. This is one of the more misunderstood situations under basketball rules. Once that player dives for the loose ball on the floor and gains possession, there are two ways in which they're guilty of a traveling violation. The first is if the player takes the ball and attempts to stand up, or the second, the player rolls over from their back to the front or front to back. Other than that, that's a legal play and the ball remains in play.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go to the MHSAA website now to be a referee. One time at an MHSAA tournament final, I saw an interesting contrast between two teams and how they handled defeat. One team incredibly gracious, upbeat, positive, proud of being in the finals, knowing there were hundreds of other schools which wanted to be there, cherishing the moment and looking to the future. The other team? It looked like losing in the state finals was the worst thing that ever happened to them. Shamed. Every kid giving their medal back to the coach. Just reporting the facts here, folks. Just telling you what I saw. Good optics and bad optics. A big weekend coming up for MHSAA TV. Every match on every mat. 20 mats, in fact. We'll have live streaming video of the individual wrestling finals from Ford Field in Detroit on Friday and Saturday. And both days, you can also catch all of the girls' competitive cheer finals from the Deltaplex in Grand Rapids. Your $9.95 subscription is also good for coverage the next three weekends at hockey and basketball. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.